A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to his disciples, "In those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from the sky, and the powers in heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in the clouds with great power and glory. And then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the sky. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. When its branches become tender and sprout leaves, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that he is near at the gates. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But of that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. The Gospel of the Lord. We are coming to the end of the liturgical year. Pretty soon we will be already in Advent, starting a new year. And so the Word of God today speaks to us about closure, about the end times. But then we realize that Jesus is telling us that we are not going to be finished, that we will go through all this into heaven, into glory. We have been created by our Father to live forever. And yet, because we're frail and we are weak, these things kind of scare us, don't they? Thinking about tribulations, thinking about this shake-up, the Lord doesn't want us to be afraid. He doesn't want to put fear into us in this way. What he's seeking to do is to prepare us. To say, you have nothing to fear. When you see these things happening, when you see tribulations that always will come, know that it's all under control. I already warn you. I prepare you. You are with me. You see, it's like a dad or a mom preparing the child, saying, we're going to go through rough weather, but here's my hand, grab my hand, and we'll walk together. There's nothing to be afraid of. Mommy is here. Dad is here. Walk with me through these difficult times. We do not know, the Lord says, when the end of the world will come. It's not for us to know. We as Catholics don't make timetables about that, because we just don't know, and the Lord said we will never know. But he wants us to be prepared, because our end is coming. We are all going to die. Whether we're here for the second coming or not, our end of time will come, because we are mortals. And the Lord wants us to be prepared by not becoming attached, by not becoming closed into things that are passing, but to look beyond. How do you, Lord, want me to live, to think, to speak, to act now, knowing that everything is passing, that I belong to you, that you have a perfect plan? So it's an invitation for us to tune into the Lord. Now the Lord says these things will happen in this generation, as he was speaking to them then. Because it is a mystery, this is a literary gender, a way of speaking that we're not accustomed to. However, the greatest event in all of history has already been accomplished. What is the greatest event, the most transcendental event ever? Is the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. That changed everything. Love is victorious. Jesus Christ has already won against the forces of evil. And the Lord tells us they're still in battle. We're still in a battle. But we know who wins at the end. And if we're faithful to him, we will be also victorious in him. So to finish, let us go now to the second reading, where we hear that there is one priest that offers the definitive sacrifice. The ones that came before had to continuously offer sacrifices, but those could not save us. Those could not take away our sins. Jesus offered his life on the cross once and for all. Why is this sacrifice effective forever? It is because in doing so, Jesus Christ reveals and manifests the love, the obedience, the trust in the Father that had been broken, that had been lost. So he is the man through which all of humanity is restored to God the Father. But this one sacrifice done once and for all, that same one, not another, not a repetition, the same sacrifice continues through the sacrifice of the Mass. And our sacrifices, each one of us, has difficulties, has crosses to bear, people having problems with the economy, family troubles, all kinds of difficulties that we live through. We can join all that suffering with this one sacrifice, offering ourselves to the Father. And Jesus wants us to know that when we do that, all that we do, all that offering, has a very, very profound power to bring healing and love and life. And that's how we as Christians find meaning in everything in our lives, even all those trials and sufferings, because we join everything to Christ. We know we're walking with him, we're united with him, and he will see us through all these trials into the life of joy forever in heaven.